Well, this actually borders on a diplomatic exchange between Nigeria and Morocco. I think it's best left for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to handle. But for us in the ruling party, the People's Democratic Party, we do not believe that there is any need for any rancor, any disagreement, because actually the people, the Muslims in Nigeria, the Northerners, are very receptive to the president. We do not think that we need any non-Nigerian to campaign for the president in any part of the country. The president is very well accepted by all Nigerians because of the developments that he has done. He has touched all sectors of the economy. He has touched across all the zones and all the tribes and all cadres of people and gender as well. So Nigerian people are excited about it. We do not need any non-Nigerian to campaign for the president of Nigeria. No, I think there's a mistake somewhere. There must be a mistake. I don't want to speak on it, but I believe if it is true, there must be a mistake somewhere. It must be lost in translation.
Okay. Well, there are suggestions in Nigeria that President Jonathan is having problems with the northern vote. And as such, he is making inroads, but is not being successful. And that is playing to the advantage of his main challenger, General Buhari, ahead of the election. What is your reaction to such statement coming from Nigeria?
The truth is that the Northerners know that the president can only rule for 4 years. And for them, they have decided and concluded that 4 years is so short a time, and then use the next 3 years to go on a search of an ideal candidate that represents the interests of the North. Someone who will come and rule and justify the fact that he's been made president, because he's not going to be made president of the North, but president of Nigeria. So they look for a Nigerian of Northern extraction that has a stability of the nation and the unity of the country in mind, and who will not be resented by any part of the country, and they'll bring other candidates in the next 2.5 years, 3 years. They'll bring out the candidates. So they've accepted this. They've welcomed the president. They're happy with what the president has done amidst the security challenges that we've had, and in the face of a global financial downturn. He's been able to achieve a lot, stabilize the economy and progress it to the extent that Nigeria is a destination choice for most investors in Africa that want to invest in Africa. So we have done well, by and large, and all Nigerians are happy.
Some opposition critics have said that the PDP, fearing that it will be defeated, is distributing money to buy people's vote ahead of the election. What do you say to such criticisms?
It's an insult to the Nigerian people. It's an insult to the Nigerian voter. How much is enough? How much would they buy someone for a vote? How much would they give him? Will it be enough for him to pay house rent? Will it be enough for him to provide education, to provide university education? Will it be enough for him to have employment? No. It's an insult. We will not dignify that with a response, because we believe that what is important to the average Nigerian is the issue of a provision of infrastructure. They want a responsible government that will cater for all their needs and the needs of their family. Someone who will have the economy of this country in focus. Someone who will have the interest of all Nigerians, and especially unity of this country in mind. So talking about buying for vote, I think is a fix in the imagination of losers. People who have accepted that they will lose this presidential election are coming up with all manners of accusation.
What do you say is the prospect of President Jonathan's campaign ahead of the March 28th presidential election?
Excellent. We don't want to be modest. We don't want to be too ambitious. But we're expecting 67, 68% of the we know we will win the election. We win the election comfortably. And we are predicting that we'll have 68% of all the votes on March 28th when it comes out. We are very comfortable and we're very confident. Our campaign has been good. Our campaign has been on issue. Our campaign has been driven and led by the president himself, who has directed the campaign and who has engaged in meeting with the Nigerians personally. He has met with the youth, the traditional rulers, the market people, the traders, the business community, the students. He is personally leading the campaign together with the national chairman of the party. He is another gentleman that is well accepted and loved by Nigerians. So we know that the combination of the president, the national chairman, and our amiable vice president is a winner anyway. So we are very comfortable.